Rocking and rolling our way through at Monday. Game time 1620 of the Zone, 1620ofthezone.com, 1620 of the Zone mobile app. My thoughts on the NIT coming up in the second hour. Mike Schaefer, Vers also will stop by. Plus, you want to know my snapshot thoughts in terms of maybe some upsets that I like? You're going to want to keep it locked because that's still to come in the final 2 hours of the show. You can email me, nick@1620ofthezone.com, or hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Read a couple of emails. Blake says, you know, your perception is what it is, and if Nebraska's perception is what Andy Katz says it is, that's not good for a coaching search, because I feel like guys like Katz, from that perception of the program, by talking to other national people and coaches. I mean, I'd imagine a lot of the national pundits, I think, are viewing this whole situation similarly to the way Dan Wolkin and Andy Katz are. Terry says, hi, Nick. As the saying goes, you are what your record says you are. Right now, Miles is 2 games over .500 in 7 years. Sorry, nice guy, but that can't cut it. Nebraska should aspire to be better than that, regardless of what some pundits say. While the athletic director has stumbled a bit on handling this situation, he certainly has every right to want to change. If he decides to keep Miles, he would want to give him a long-term deal to create stability. What from the past performance says it would be a good idea? Time for a change. That's from Terry. I think there's a lot of people that feel like that. And the big thing I've told people when I've been at, like, I think the hard thing is, like, when, because, like, that's, I think, the vast majority of fans feel like that. And when the fan base turns on you like that, it is hard to reverse it. It is really hard to reverse it. John says, the national pundits, especially Andy Katz, can go pound sand. Again, 7 years is enough. If Nebraska wants to be successful, they have the resources to do it. Mike says, F Andy Katz. Okay, well, Bill Moose is being paid big dollars to take the heat of everything coming at him. That is why he was hired. I'm not going to pretend to know what he is dealing with behind the scenes to move things forward. I can't help but to just trust in Moose. The one thing I will say in it's just like no one was forcing. See, here's the thing is, no one was forcing Moose to release that statement. Now, is there a chance that in trying to like figure out what's going on here? Because again, it feels like it's a foregone conclusion that Miles is going to be let go. But is there a chance that Bill Moose has a guy locked in place, and that coach is still currently coaching right now in the NCAA tournament, and they don't want to move on everything until everybody's season's totally finished? That could be. But again, I think you can have that be the case without releasing the statement you did on Friday. No one was forcing you to release that statement. And basically that statement kind of said nothing. And in all reality, it kind of made it sound like what the NIT committee said and then what happened in the NIT was going to still factor into things, which is a little head scratch. So we'll see. Obviously, it's not going to be Dana Altman, by the way, because Dana Altman signed a big extension with the Oregon Ducks. So you can cross Dana Altman's name off the list because it looks like homeboy is staying in Eugene, Oregon for the duration. All right, one out on the books, two to go. Mike Schaefer in about a half hour, Vers 90 minutes from now. Game time.